Brand new music right here at Cheshire's Mix 56 from Billy Lockett. We like that a lot. It's called The Finish Line. Hello, good morning. This is Ian, keeping you company through till 1 o'clock today. We've got the golden years coming up at midday today. right now, though, I've been invaded in the studio by Simon Plum and a big white rabbit. Good morning, gentlemen. How
morning.
Are we?
Morning, very well, thank you.
Okay. So we've got Simon Plum, we've got Brian Hope here from the Limpanto Wonderland. What's it called this
Alice
year?
Alice in Wonderlimb.
Alice in Wonderlimb.
Yes.
Yeah. And why is it, Brian, I'm looking at you, you've got your big rabbit ears on.
Yeah.
Why do I think it involves batteries?
I beg your pardon. What time is it on a Monday morning? You start.
I know.
Oh my goodness! Well, yes. You might not be. Well, if you've been before, you'll know that that's about the level of humour that it's going to be aimed at, really, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sorry, so I don't want to sort of spoil the fun, but no. Okay, this is a yearly event. It is certainly one of the highlights of the yearly calendar in the Lim area. Simon, how's all the preparations going for the panto?
Well, a couple of months ago, we had a couple of cry-offs, and some of my acting troupe were not available.
Okay.
However, and that did put me in a bit of a panic, but however, I've recovered, or we've recovered, and we found some tremendous performers to step in.
Wow.
I think the leading lady is, as you'll see, the new leading lady we've got is just out of this world. She's a triple threat. She's a singer, a dancer, and a comedian. So I'm delighted with her. And Brian has got the part of the white rabbit.
Yeah. So I wonder when you're going to mention me, actually.
Yeah.
That raw talent that is my good self.
Well.
Yeah. Whatever. And so he's taking that role, which is actually coming on superbly, so I'm very pleased about that. And then we've got another chap, Adam Holford of Primrose Garden Centre, we've given him the role of the Jack of Tarts.
Oh, right,
and,
okay.
So he's hilarious. He is a very natural clown, so we're very pleased with him. But generally, everybody's got the parts, and we're in good shape.
Absolutely. This is a bit of an institution because the panto's been, well, on the calendar for how many years
36.
Now? 36 years. That's just incredible, isn't it? And year after year, you just get bigger and better, don't you?
We had a year off with COVID, which was fine. It was a bit of a shame, but now we've come back and we're bigger, stronger, better.
This is the first one that I was in back in 2010, I think it was.
Yes,
I mean,
that right?
I've been going for 20 years before that, hadn't
it?
I knew nothing about it, came on for a very small part, and then thought, I'll go and watch the second act around with all the audience.
Yeah.
And I just thought, this is the maddest thing I've ever seen in my life. It is unique. I think that room, the people that are in it, just the whole atmosphere is fantastic.
It really is. And I think it wouldn't be the same without you in it now, Brian. Were you the Wizard last year? I can't remember.
I wasn't. That's right. I was the Wizard of Oz, mate.
You were the Wizard of Oz.
Dave.
That's right. You were. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, he did a very good job. He was fantastic.
But, of course, Brian, your professional career was far different to acting, so...
Oh, yeah. I was a very responsible general practitioner. I must admit,
wow.
I used to have to think some of the lines that I had to come out with during the panto, I hope they weren't going to get back to the General Medical Council. I've retired now, so that's...
It gives me a little bit more leeway, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The shackles are off.
Absolutely.
No, and again, actually doing the panto when you were doing that sort of job was a bit challenging on time and stress and things like that.
Sure.
I'm just going to take these white ears off.
Yeah. They look like they hurt a bit, actually.
Yeah. But it's been, I always say it's a real privilege to be in it because it is an institution in the village, isn't it? And a wider
area. It is.
And it is unique. And it's just great just to be a part of it. And the people in it are fantastic.
Yeah. Tickets are already selling fast, I believe, Simon.
They're going very quickly now. Mm. They went on general sale at the weekend to the general public. And I was monitoring it over the weekend. And every time I came back to look, I thought, oh, my gosh, there's another 30 gone. So, seriously, if you are interested in coming, please go online at limrugby.co.uk because I don't think there'll be many available after this week.
Okay.
The good news is that we do have some in reserve that are available behind the bar at the rugby club.
Okay.
So you would need to visit the club. Thursdays are a good good night, and Saturday obviously, and Sunday, so they're good nights to get up to the club to buy tickets over the bar. But online they are flying.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, it's no wonder. I mean, that you put so much work into this, and it's a labour of love for you as well, isn't
it,
Simon?
Yes, yes. It's you know, we have so much fun. It's stressful, to be fair, and as my wife would tell you, I do get a bit irritable at times. But I've been at it that long, you'd think, you know, I shouldn't really get stressed with it. But I want it to be great. I want it to be perfect every year. We try and improve it every year.
Sure.
That's something we do have an ambition to do, make it better and better, because we're getting older, so we should be getting better at it.
Yeah.
And I think we are. But it still has its moments for me.
So, yeah. So many favourite things from years gone by, because I've been to a fair few of these pantos now. Front row, of course, because I like getting wet. You know, and you do get wet, don't you? Where it comes from, I don't know. But you know,
all these on the other side, though, actually, when you're actually performing the first few times, it is terrifying.
Is it?
Because I remember one time I came out, I can't remember what character I was doing, but you just get hit by this wall of sort of laughter and shouting and things like that, especially when people had a few, especially in the second act after you had a few drinks in the interval. And that horrible moment when your mind goes completely blank and you can't remember what comes next.
but
it normally all gets, and that's actually what a lot of people come for.
Oh, of course forgiven. It is. You're forgiven very quickly for that.
Yeah. It's a fantastic atmosphere.
Yeah.
If people have never been before, get tickets, because, as I say, as somebody who saw it for the first time, even though I've been at, I just was blown away by it. It's so funny.
Yeah, and there is a reason, isn't there, that there's no child prices for tickets.
Oh yes, it's open to all kids over 18.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Okay. How do we find out more, Simon? We'll pop this on our website anyway, along with the link. But people look at Lim Rugby.
LimRugby.co.uk.
Okay.
And it's on the front page there. Just click on that link and you can access the online sales facility.
Okay. And how's all everything going at the club?
Well, we're in very good shape. We've, as you know, opened our new tennis court.
Superb.
And the Manor Road Tennis Club has moved onto within the walled garden.
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful.
It does.
And the courts, we're told, are now the best in the area.
Gosh.
I'm allowed to say that, but it's true. That's an independent assessment, not mine. And they're going great guns. We're very happy with that, and it looks superb. The rugby, as you probably know, a former minis and juniors and Colts player, Alex Mitchell, played for England in the Rugby World Cup and had a great tournament and was, you know, first selection. He was first on the team sheet, which we're so pleased about. And he obviously helped get England to the semi-final.
Wow.
So that was quite something. The hockey division is booming. Which we're delighted about, and also the squash division is growing. So, all in all, we're in good shape. We've become this Lim sports hub that we aspired to become some years ago, and what we want to do now is build the new state-of-the-art clubhouse within the walled garden. Plans are up, and planning permission has been granted. So we're hoping that is all going to move forward in the next few years.
Yeah, and of course, and that's why you do these events, isn't it? To raise funds to help towards that, and your running costs as well.
It's a massive fundraiser, isn't it?
Of course it is.
It's a huge thing and what have you. I mean, I think, you know, again, that's one of the reasons why I want to keep it going and going and going, despite people, you know, having to drop out for personal reasons or whatever. You know, I think it's, one, it sells the club, but two, it obviously, the revenue is very useful as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you've really sort of, you've whetted my appetite now, so I can't wait. I'm going to get my ticket sorted straight away.
You must do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will lose out. You know, I think we'll have more or less sold out by the end of this week. So
okay.
My message to everybody is get online, limrugby.co.uk, or come to the club and buy them from the team over the bar.
Okay. Well, Brian and Simon, great to see you.
Thanks, Ian.
And we'll see you again soon. Well, I'll see you on stage, both of you.
Thanks for the invite.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
A lot.